Today's daf in Mesechet Pesachim is daf Samach Tet, and we are holding on Samach Chet Amud Beit, Om Ravashi, three lines up from the bottom. Basically, Gemara now wants to get into the Machloket between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yoshua, because we had part of the discussion in which Rebbe Eliezer said to Rebbe Yoshua, "What is wrong with you, man? Ma Raya Rishut LeMitzvah." Now, the insight into what exactly was going on between the scenes here, between the lines, is as follows. What Rebbe Eliezer said to him, which was, Yom Tov is Rishut, and therefore there's no comparison between a Rishut to a Mitzvah. Even that isn't true, because Itle Pircha, there's a way to show that that's wrong. Because Umay Yom Tov, Shitir Bo Melacha Shel Rishut, we could argue the opposite. We could say, if Yom Tov were Bedavka, because it's a Rishut, it is so much more impressive that the Torah was willing to be Matir Melacha, a real Melacha, Shchita, Bishom, and whatever you have to do, which is going to be necessary in order for you to eat. It's called the Tzorach Ochal Nefesh. And nonetheless, Lo Hitir Shvut She'ima, even though we were Matir a Malacha Gemura, we were only Matir the Malacha, and not things that could have been done yesterday, even though it's barely Osir, it's only Osir Mitzat Shvut, Shabbat Shlo Hitir Ba'al Malacha Shal Mitzvah. If the only Heter is Mitzvah, which is basically in the Beis HaMikdash, bring a Korban for a Korban Tzibur. Einodin Shalota Atir Shvut She'ima, is it not obvious that we are not going to be Matir even the Tzorach Mitzvah, a Shvut that is along with what's necessary but could have been done yesterday? And that basically undercuts your entire argument. And says the Gemara of Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer would say, no, that's not a Kavachar. Why? Because a Shvut, which has a Chi of Mitzvah, is even better. So in other words, the Simchas Yontif, which according to Rebbe Eliezer, as we saw, is not a Mitzvah. It's Rishut. So over there, we were Matir only the Malacha itself. Shabbos, where the Malacha itself is Mutter only because of the Mitzvah. Over there, the Chachomu were not Gozer on the Shvut because they're not going to be Doka the Mitzvah. In other words, since the Torah itself had been Matir only Mitzvah, so it's clear that Mitzvah in that case is very powerful. More powerful than the idea of a Heter Malacha, Shaloba Maka Mitzvah. So where the Torah was Matir only a Malacha because of a Shaloba Maka Mitzvah, it doesn't mean that it would be Matir Shvut. Tanya Omar Rabbi Eliezer. A continued discussion between them in the bright. It's Kakal V'chomer, says Rabbi Eliezer, Umali Im Dochu, Makshiri Mitzvah Shela Achar Shchita. Certainly, if even Makshiri Mitzvah after Shchita was Docha, even Shabbat, and we said that you're allowed to slice the intestines, to whatever was necessary for Michli Krova, is Docha. Did Avid Le Mitzvah, where we already were Yotze, the main Mitzvah of the Shchita. So Koshik, should we not be docha machshirei mitzvah shilifnei shchita et haShabbat? If we're going to need to be docha machshirei mitzvah that could have been done yesterday, but lamaisa, we're unable to do the mitzvah today of shchita. Isn't it obvious that if we could do things afterwards that are necessary, we could certainly do things before that are necessary? We haven't even done the mitzvah, so why should we not be able to carry it in order to be able to do the shchita? Why should we not be able to bite off a wart? Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, said Rabbi Akiva, that the mali im dochu machshirei mitzvah shel achar shchita ta Shabbat. On the contrary, how are you bringing a raya? If we're ready to be docha machshirei mitzvah such as michui krova, which is done after shchita, maybe that's dafka because we were already docha Shabbos with the shchita. Sharei docha ta shchita ta Shabbat. So memela, once we were going to actually be docha Shabbos, and we did that and utilized the Torah's heter, so memela will also be doing whatever we need to do afterwards. What does that have to do with the case where we haven't done the mitzvah yet and you're worrying whether we're able to do the mitzvah? Fine, so maybe we won't be docha, we won't be able to do the mitzvah. What can you do? Furthermore, Tainus Rabbi Akiva, Davar Acher, an additional problem with what you're saying is that we should not be docha malacha before shchita, because what if in the end we're not going to be able to do the mitzvah anyway? Shema yimatzeh hazevach pasul v'nimtzah mechalelat haShabbat l'mafreya. I mean, to say that we vaday are going to be mekayim the mitzvah by doing this machshirei mitzvah, bringing this korban, we're going to carry it and we're going to bring it into the Be'azorah. And then what happens if we do the shchita? It turns out to be possible. I said, I understand. I mean, if that, what kind of time is that? You could always say that. You could say even on the mitzvah itself. Forget about the machshirei mitzvah. See, achi mishkat nami lo nishkat. Then why do the shchita? Maybe imatzei zevach pasul v'nimtzah mechalelat haShabbat l'mafreya. That's an absurd argument. No, you'd always say that. You're right. That couldn't be precisely what he said. What he said was, actually, he had started connected with this taina, and Rebbe Eliezer said to him that that isn't a taina that is useful against me, because obviously we don't apply it to the etzem shechita, so why should we apply it to the hechsher? You have to first prove to me that there is a reason for me to view the hechsher differently. So then, Hadar Amalei, then Rebbe Akiva told him the original thing that we read over here, which actually was the second thing that he had told him. Mali imdoch, with that whole argument, bakshir mitzvah shel achar shechita, etc., etc., because we are already, we're going to be doing the shechita, which itself was the chilul shabbos. Okay, now, we said that, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we have a kal v'chomer, that if shechita, which is a malacha gemurah, is docha shabbos, so for sure, all of these little things, like the chatichat yevelet, and so on, and bringing mechutz l'tchum, which are only an iser shvut, would be docha shabbos, and comes along Rebbe Akiva, and he says, no, I prove to you that that's a poor argument. So, heishiv Rebbe Akiva v'yamar, that hazah, and the tamei meis, where the seventh day came out on this Erev Pesach, which was a Shabbat. And if he doesn't do the Hazah, he's not going to be able to have his Karban Pesach. He won't be able to bring it. So that should be a Mochia, because Lamaisa, we are not Docha Shabbos, even though Hazah is only an Issa Shvut, because it's Doma to Tikkun. So it would be attacking the person by doing the Hazah. And therefore, the same thing should be true about these Makshiri Mitzvah, to which Rebbe Eliezer replied, on the contrary, that's exactly what my Kal v'chomer is saying, that we should be Matir Hazah. It's all part of the same issue. And then Rabbi Akiva said something that on the surface appears to be a little bit crazy. And he said, well, I mean, maybe we should say just the opposite, that if Hazah is not Docha, so for sure Shechita, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, should not be Docha. And Rabbi Eliezer looked at him like he was nuts. I mean, what happened to the Pasuk in the Torah, where it says, B'moado, we now being Docha the Torah because of your commitment to not doing Hazah? And because of this, there came out to be a horrible, horrible argument, in which caused the death of Rabbi Akiva. Tanya, Amarlo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to him, are you playing games with me, Akiva? You're answering me with Shechita? You should die with Shechita. So, B'Shechita Heshavtani? Yeah, this is a joke. B'Shechita Tei Mitato, you should die by having yourself cut. So, Rabbi said to him, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Amarlo Rabbi, please, Al Tech Pireni B'Sha'atadi, don't be doche what I heard from you when you're now arguing with me. I'm trying only to be Ma'or you to your own points. That Kach Mekublani Mimcha. I was Mekabel from you that it's a given that Hazah is a Shvuti. Ve'ina Docha Ata Shabbat. And that's why I was saying it in this ridiculous way, that the given is that Hazah is not Docha Shabbat. Where would I get a given like that? Rebbe, from you I got that given. I didn't want to tell you as if I remembered and you didn't remember, so I said it this way. I wasn't trying to be insulting by joking around. I was trying to get you to remember. Yes, the Gemara, if indeed Rabbi Eliezer was the one who had given over this halacha to Rabbi Akiva that Hazah is a given, that it's also not Docha Shabbos, even though it's only a Shavuot. So why now, all of a sudden, is he so upset about that? So my time at why is he turned around now and claimed that he should be Matir Hazah? Omar Ulam, Rabbi Eliezer, ki Agmari, as Hazah the Truma Agmari. What happened over here is that Rabbi Akiva was confused with what Rabbi Eliezer had taught him. What actually had happened is that Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Akiva that if you need to be Matir Hazah for a kohen in order for him to eat truma, and that's a mitzvah, right? I mean, Achivas truma is the same mitzvah as eating kachim for the truma for the kohen. And he told him that it's not Deicha the Shabbos, but that doesn't apply over here. Why? Because that's because truma itself, is there anything that I'm going to do to be Deicha Shabbos because of truma? The truma gufalo dachya Shabbos. I can't be mafresh the truma itself, and I'm not Docha Shabbos for that, so I should be Matir Hazah Mashenken over here. It's because the Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, and obviously the Torah wants us to be Matir, that his whole argument was that we shouldn't be Eimed Keneged, the mitzvah, the Uraita, with the Shavuos. That's what Rabbi Eliezer was saying. Wow, so that's, I mean, how did Rabbi Akiva get mixed up? No, Rabbi Akiva Nami. When Rabbi Akiva was asking his question, he wasn't asking, as we thought, from the Hazah Litzerech the Karban. He was asking from the Gib. He was asking from Hazah the Truma. He understood that it was Megea Truma. But since that Hazah the Truma was a Tzarech HaMitzvah, Shei Mitzvah, and nonetheless, even though it's only a Mishum Shavuos, it still is Aser. And he was saying, so that should be true over here too. Rebbe Eliezer misunderstood. And he thought that Rebbe Akiva was asking it from the Azov of Pesach. In which case he was making a laughing stock of whatever had been taught him. As if I would have told you that Hazor is a given, that it's not Deicha. That's my whole point. What's wrong with you? Masiv Rab. Rabbah asks on what Ula was saying over here from a Braita that says openly, not what he said. Because here the Braita says, Heshiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, Hazaat Tamei Meit Tochia, where Chal Shvi Shalom Liyot B'Shabbat V'Erev HaPesach, Shim Mitzah, V'Mishum Shvut V'Ena Docheret HaShabbat. I mean, it says over here before that the argument that was being made specifically from Azor on Erev Pesach. So how are you trying to tell me, Ula, that actually Rabbi Akiva was only bringing a raya from Azor to Truma and making a loose comparison to the case of Azor on Erev Pesach? It says Beferish not like that. And what he was saying was that if Azor on Erev Pesach is Mishum Shvut and not Doche Shabbat, so the same thing should be true over here. So you see from here that, in fact, Rabbi Akiva did want to bring a raya from Azor Pesach to Shechita Pesach. Yes, the truth is Vaday Azor Pesach. Must be that Rabbi Eliezer had indeed given over the halacha to Rabbi Akiva as a given that Azor is not Doche Erev Pesach, it's not Doche Shabbos, and therefore he was saying, if that's the case, it should, according to your logic, we should also not be able to be Doche Reshchita. And what indeed is this for? So if indeed Rabbi Eliezer had taught that to Rabbi Akiva, that it's a given that Azor is not Doche Shabbos, so my time at Kaporach Rabbi Eliezer. So how is it that he was upset with what Rabbi Akiva was saying? Because Rabbi Eliezer, unfortunately, Gemara Itakula, he had actually forgotten. That's the Rabbi Akiva was only trying to nicely remind him. So Ata Rabbi Akiva Liat Kure Gemara. Rabbi Akiva simply wanted to remind him what he himself had taught him. So he said it over in this fashion. Look, it's a given. Given means I got it from you. And of course, no good deed goes unpunished. V'neimele Ba'adei. I mean, he could have told him openly, no? No, because he held it wasn't Derech Eretz. Sova Rabbi Akiva held Lav Urach Eretz. Not Derech Eretz to say to you, Rabbi, you must have forgotten what you taught me. So he said it in a way that Rabbi Eliezer would understand that if Rabbi Akiva is taking this so much for granted, it must be something that he had learned from him. Yeah, little mistakes here and there. Anyway, so since we now have determined that Hazor of Pesach is a given that is not Dorish, don't we need to rethink the situation? I mean, why would it be that Hazor should not be Dorish? I mean, basically, what am I doing wrong? Tule bi'almo, what am I doing? I'm being metalto mukt, right? I mean, can't I be Dorcha, the Isser of the Shvus? I should definitely titre Shabbat of the Rabbona and Mishum Pesach in order to be Makrev of Kor Pesach, of course. Omar Rabba, the reason that Chachamim Aser this is a Gezerah Shema Yitlena Ve'Avirena Arba Amod Shudra. As in other Gezerot that end up being Mevatel, a mitzvah Yoraita, such as Tkiat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, where we are afraid that if we allow you to do that mitzvah, you may end up carrying and doing an Isser Yoraita, which don't have a headwork. So here too, we were afraid that you would carry in order to do the Azor, because again, it's something that is not all that easy to find. Esther Gemara. So then, according to Rebbe Eliezer, what would I be doing wrong? I thought the whole problem is you're saying maybe you'll come to do an Isser D'Oraita, but it wouldn't be an Isser D'Oraita, because according to Rebbe Eliezer, remember his shita is that even machshirei mitzvah dochinat Shabbat. I mean, according to Rebbe Eliezer, he's the one that says you can actually go and bake a knife on Shabbos and carry it, and in order to have it in the place where you need it for a brit milah. So according to him, what's the gezerah? Maybe you'll come to carry it. There's no Isser in carrying. So how is this consistent with Rebbe Eliezer, who is the one that taught that Azor is in Deicha? Amri, Hani Mile, where did Rebbe Eliezer say Michshirim Mitzvahs Deicha? Dafka, where Hecha, the Gavra Gufa Chos, that's only where the Chiev is Chal on the person now. So the person is in a matzah, let's say we have over here a baby that needs Mila. The father is here, he needs to have the knife to do the Mila. So over here, the Mitzvah is already Chal. Rami Chiyuv, now I have to respond to my Chiev, Min HaShamayim, to do this mitzvah. So I do whatever I have to do, even Makshiri mitzvah. Marshain came in this case where the individuals are Tamei Meit. So until such time as he becomes Tahar, he doesn't have the Chiyuv yet. All that I'm doing right now is trying to put myself into a situation where I will have that Chiyuv by making myself Tahar. There, Rebbe Eliezer never said that I should do something on Shabbos in order to make myself Chiyuv. It's a completely different situation. So Aval Hacha, where we have a Tamei Meit, who be'etzem doesn't have a chiyuv right now of a korban Pesach, he's supposed to wait until Pesach Sheni. So the gavra gufa lo chas. Therefore, lo ramichu. Alayu, he doesn't have a chiyuv of akrova, and therefore, it's not makshire mitzvah. It's makshirim of a person to then be chayiv in a mitzvah. And that, of course, Rabbi Eliezer was never matir. So even he would agree that the last thing that we want is for a person to come to an isa d'oraita of carrying on Shabbos in order to do something which he, in fact, then would be over on an isa d'oraita. And if he had got, oh my rabba, you should know that in that case, the divrei Rabbi Eliezer, if you have a child that requires a brit milah, you have a very counterintuitive situation. You have a katan who is boring. He's feeling fine. So the din is that person who is feeling fine, mechamim locham, here it is on Shabbos, and you're allowed to warm up the water on Shabbos in order to be lahavroto, to make him stronger for the milah on Shabbos. Because be'etzem, he would be allowed to get, he would be chayev in that mitzvah. And the melah, everything that's part of the mitzvah milah is docha Shabbos. But if the katan is ill, we're over there, he needs to have that hot water before he would be in a matzah that he could get the milah. We do not do the chamin emachamin lo chamin lahavroto lemula, because without that water, we wouldn't be able to do the milah at all, because there's no mitzvah, since he's not ro'i at this point. And therefore, the chimum would not be called makshiri mitzvah. What exactly is Rabba saying over here, says Rabba? If Lamaisa, you're saying that the child could have had a milah without the hot water, why are we giving him the hot water? I don't get it. So, Rabba doesn't make any sense. Elo amar Rabba. Actually, when it comes to milah, everybody's considered to be sick. In other words, even a perfectly well child requires washing down with hot water to be prepared for milah. So everybody is considered to be a chole vis-a-vis milah. We're going to be cutting him and opening up to infection and so on and so on. And therefore, the din would be that echad katan bari vechad katan chol, you are not going to be mecham elocham lavrot olam olam b'shabbat. The fact is, if you didn't heat the water before Shabbos, then there would be no heter of this considered to be makshir emila, because exactly what we just said over here, legabe hazah, is true legabe emila. Any child is sick, so to speak, when it comes to the mitzvah of mila, because unless you have hot water for him, you can't do that mila. Now, what we said over here is that the mitzvah is not a chiyav on someone who isn't rov. Is that true, though? Eitvei abai. It says in a Mishnah, an orel, who was not mal before the time of the Shritas HaRasa, and he could have done the mila yesterday, he would be chayev karei for being mavato of the Karban Pesach. If he really has. Now, here's my problem, says Abai. If that's true, the ahacha gavra gufa lochos, is it not true that the orel cannot bring a Karban Pesach, right? Which means that he's in the same category as the tamei mate. Now, you said that the tamei mate is considered to be gavra lochos, mamela, he doesn't have the mitzvah. And therefore, makshirin would not be deicha. So then how do you explain the fact that he would be chayev karet on a bitul of the mitzvah, he's not chayev on friends? Alma rami chiyuv yale. So apparently, he is considered to be chayev. If that's the case, the tamei mate is considered to be chayev because of the very fact that he could make himself be in a position where he was tar. In which case, we should say that the hazah should actually be a chiyuv for him to do in order to be able to be chayev. So now we're back to square one. So then why indeed did Rebbe Eliezer say that hazah is not considered to be makshirin mitzvah that are doichin Shabbos? Here we see Rebbe Eliezer himself clearly does not hold of the svara that if the person is not at this moment chayev the way that Rabbi explained it, then he's considered to be lo chazia mamela winat decha makshirin mitzvah. Back to square one. Omar Rabbi, no, listen, the answer over here is that actually Rebbe Eliezer holds that we are not going to be sheikhin korban pasach or do zurika on somebody who is even tamei sheretz. Forget about the fact that we need hazah. A guy is a tamei sheretz, does not need hazah. All he needs to do is to go to a mikveh and be tahar by the time the sun sets, right? And by that time, he's able to eat his korban pesach. So, nonetheless, since at this moment, this is going to be a whole issue that we're getting to later on, about whether if the person at the time of the shechita and zrika is not ro'i, but is going to be ro'i when the sun sets, therefore will be able to eat his korban pesach. So that ends up being a machlokes between amoroyim later on. Taina's rabba that Rebbe Eliezer shechita is that you cannot do the shechita or zrika of a korban pesach if the person is currently in a matzah that he will not be able to eat that korban pesach. And therefore, you cannot do the shechita on the tamei meit, even though he could, in fact, eat tonight by getting his azah and going to the mikveh and so on. The chol she'ilu b'yachid nidcha. And the din is, once he holds that, the din is that if an individual would be in a matzah as a yachid, we would not be able to bring the korban pesach rishon for him. He would be mechuyev to go to pesach sheni. The din is that on a tzibur, we would be avdei betuma, as we showed earlier, that a tzibur that is in that matzah is able to bring a korban pesach rishon. It is not nidcha to pesach sheni. So let's say that we had rov tzibur that was tamei meitim. In a case where shvi comes out in erev pesach, they would not be required to make themselves tahar. They would simply make it betuma, correct? Now, taking that step, in other words, we have, whereas I cannot be doing the shechita now, and whereas if this person were not an individual, he was a tzibur, he would not even have to become, and whereas, continues Rab, that kol milta dita betzibur ita beyachid, that it's reasonable to say that wherever a tzibur is chayev, a yachid is chayev, but where the tzibur isn't chayev, an individual would not be chayev either. That kol milta de leta betzibur, leta beyachid. Therefore, the din should be like this. Are lut, you need to be mechalik to two cases. You brought me a raya from the din of Anora, and therefore Rebbe Eliezer, if he says you're chayev, it makes no sense. Why would he say by tummy that you're part? I'm explaining it to you. Are lut, let us assume that the entire tzibur are are lut, okay? What would we have said to the entire tzibur? Go bring your korban pesach as are lut? Of course not. Amrina lo, we would have told them, well, you all get up, please, and take care of this problem. So go and mehula nafshaych v'avi pesach, go get yourself a brit milah and bring your korban pesach. Therefore, every individual also is mechuyev. Yachid nami amrina lekum mehul v'avid pesach, correct? And if you wouldn't get up and be mehul yourself and be avid pesach, you'll be chayev koras ha'dabitol of a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bo karet. Masha einkein, what I was arguing before about Rebbe Eliezer, which was a reference to Tuma, we're over there, ikulei tzibur tebeim ninu. What would we have said? Would we have said, okay, let us do azah shvi on the entire tzibur? We would have said, no, we don't need to, because we can be avdei betuma. So lo madinan alayu, el avdei betuma. Therefore, whereas, that's the din of a tzibur. So I've already shown it's reasonable to say that if a tzibur wouldn't be chayev, an individual is also not chayev. Therefore, yachid nami potter. Let him go, and he won't be matir. So what will he do? He'll bring a pesach sheni. But memela, I'm not going to be deicha a Shabbos. We're over there. I may come to be metal to larb amis b'shus harabi and be over on his sediraita. Since lamaisa, in this case, there is no chiyev as there would have been had it been an oral. Ingenious. So therefore, your ironclad raya about how it is that Rebbe Eliezer himself holds that we view a person who's in a matzav where he could become chayev from the din of an oral is irrelevant to the din of a tamei. Ah, yes, the Gemara. What about a pesach sheni? Let's imagine where we have the same situation by a pesach sheni. We're over there. There is no chiyev on a tzibur, correct? A tzibur cannot bring a pesach sheni by definition, as we said, ishi. And we do have a din of a yach. Okay. Now, according to Rabba's series of whereas, this is an impossible situation. How did Rabba say anything that a tzibur is in chayev in, the yachid is in chayev in, if this is exactly what it means when we talk about the din of pesach sheni? Here we are discussing the din of tuma, and you're bringing this brilliant raya or svara that we should bring a raya to what the status of the yachid is from the status of the tzibur. In the very din of tuma is where the Torah tells us do not analyze the status of a yachid by taking into consideration the status of a tzibur, because otherwise it's a contradiction to the very fact of the chiyuv of a pesach sheni. Omar Leis, Sabaya said, no, that's not true, because basically a pesach sheni is for a yachid the expression of the chiyuv of the tzibur in the pesach rishon. It's not that the tzibur is potter. So shayne hatam by pesach sheni avid like tzibur berisha. Since the tzibur is mekayim the mitzvah by pesach rishon, so memela the yachid is also chayev, except the way that he's yotzi is chiyuv is with pesach sheni. Meitve yachol lo yehi anush karet elamisha yator v'shelo ayav aderech rechoka. You might think that the only chiyuv of karet is where the din of pesach sheni doesn't apply, exactly as it says in the pasuk, that someone who was tameh or he was bederech rechoka, so he's chayev. But in the event that he wasn't tameh and he wasn't bederech rechoka and he doesn't bring the pesach, he's going to be chayev karet. But an orel who would have been in a position that he could have done his mila and he didn't, and he's a tameh sheret, so he could have simply popped into the mikvah today. Vishar kalatameh, or any other situation of an individual who is tameh but could have been tahar and does not make himself tahar, continues the Braita. Minayin, how do we know that such an individual is also chayiv karein if he does not bring his pesach rishon? Talmud lomar v'ha'ish asher hu tahar. From the extra vav, it comes to tell me, and anyone who would have been able to be that ish who was tahar. Now look, if lemaise would be mutter to be zorek on a tamei sheretz, then there'd be absolutely no way for us to need a pasuk to prove that if it's a tamei sheretz who didn't bring his korban, that he would be chayiv koretz, because naturally he's chayiv koretz, he's no different than any other tahar. Therefore, me to come a hader at tamei sheretz, if the Tana needs a pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv koretz, that somebody is a tamei sheretz who didn't go and make himself rovi, it's clear that kasav hashein shav to be zorek on tamei sheretz. Obviously, he holds that there is no din of bringing a carbon pesach, because if there were, he shochet mizorgan tamei sheretz ulama l'adurayale. Why in the world would he need to bring an extra pasuk ischai of kares? I know tahor is like anybody else. So you see from here clearly that alma afakav delochas. So you see, despite the fact that right now he's not chayav because he's not roy, his name shochet mizorgan tamei sheretz, he's considered to be chayav chiyuv ale. And this disproves Rabba's point of saying that anything which would not be true about at Tzibur is not true about a Yochid, because here Afagav Deleti B'Tzibur, the Tzibur wouldn't have a Chiyuv to be Mitzaher, and nonetheless it's Itei B'Yachid. So you see from here that the Yochid is definitely Chayiv Karet, and he's considered to be therefore a Mitzayev in the Korban, and he's no different than any other Yochid, despite the fact that a Tzibur would not be Mitzaher. So this disproves Rabba, and therefore we need another approach. This shows that the whole Sfarah of Rabba, with all of his whereas and with all of his brilliant distinction between Arelut and Tuma, is not true. Because we see from here that Alpha Gavda Leite Bitsibur, even though we're not talking about Arelut, we're talking about Tuma. And nonetheless, even though it's Leite Bitsibite Biyachi, it's talking about over here something that if it were the case of Etsibur, we would certainly be Shochet Bezorek Aliyah. And nonetheless, the Yachid is Chayev, not like Rabbis. So we're back to our question. What is the problem of being Maz on Shabbos on a Tamei mate in order to put him into a situation where he would be chayev, and that should be exactly the same as the din of the Arelut. And therefore, we have to do so. This shows that the whole Sfarah of Rabba, with all of his whereas and with all of his brilliant distinction between Arelut and Tuma, is not true. Because we see from here that Afal Gavda Leite Bitsibur, even though we're not talking about Arelut, we're talking about Tuma. And nonetheless, even though it's Leite Bitsibite Biyachi, it's talking about over here something that if it were the case of Etzibur, we would certainly be Shochet Bezorek Aliyah. And nonetheless, the Yochid is Chayev, not like Rabbis. So we're back to our question. What is the problem of being Mazah on Shabbos on a Tamei mate in order to put him into a situation where he would be Chayev, and that should be exactly the same as the din of the Arelut? And therefore, we have to do so. This shows that the whole Sfarah of Rabba, with all of his whereas and with all of his brilliant distinction between Arelut and Tuma, is not true. Because we see from here that Afal Gavda Leite Bitsibur, even though we're not talking about Arelut, we're talking about Tuma. And nonetheless, even though it's Leite Bitsibite Biyachid, it's talking about over here something that if it were the case of Etzibur, we would certainly be Shochet Bezorek Aliyah. And nonetheless, the Yochid is Chayev, not like Rabbis. So we're back to our question. What is the problem of being Mazah on Shabbos on a Tamei mate in order to put him into a situation where he would be chayev, and that should be exactly the same as the din of the Arelut? And therefore, we have conclusively shown that Rebbe Eliezer cannot be semech on the svara of a distinction between Arelut and Tuma that Rabba is claiming. There's got to be a different reason for why Rebbe Eliezer would have said that you cannot do hazoya, because he cannot be based on Rabba's svara that he's not considered to be chayev, since we know that Rebbe Eliezer himself says that an oral is considered to be chayav. And we've shown that we can't make a distinction between oral and tamei. So what then is the reason for Rebbe Eliezer's svara? Ela amar Rava, kasova, Rebbe Eliezer. Actually, Rebbe Eliezer holds, not like we see. Rebbe Eliezer holds Shochatim v'zorkin atomei sheretz and on atomei beit b'shvi'i shabbat. Actually, we could have done the shvi'i and the zrik. And even though they are at this moment not royal achila, but since they could be royal achila be'erev at the time of the mitzvah of achila, we will do the shvi'i zrika. So then you have to ask yourself, why would I therefore need the hazor if it's not going to be ma'akiv, my bringing my korban shpes, right? The only reason I need to do the hazor is for the achila, so that l'mais I should be able to eat for tonight. But if I don't do that hazor at the time that we're bringing the korban pesach, the very fact that I could be tahor tonight is sufficient to allow me to bring my korban pesach. But the din is that not eating the korban pesach is not destructive to the ikar kiyum of the mitzvah, because achilat psachim lo ma'akva. If in the end I am not going to eat my korban pesach, I'm still going to be yotze the chiyuv of the korban pesach through the zrikas hadam. Memela, the hazor should not be doche Shabbos for something that in and of itself is not actually ma'akev the chiyuv of the pesach. Amar le Ravada barava le Rava. If that's case, so then if I'm not going to be doing the hazor, so then lemaisa I'm bringing a korban pesach be iser for people that are not able to eat it, and I'm not allowed to bring a korban. You nimtza pesach dishcha shelo lo'ovlav. And we said over there that that itself is a psul if he's the only guy. Amar le, so Rava said, no. When we say shelo lo'ovlav, it means someone who cannot eat physically. It means a chole, it means a zakein. We're over there. He's bechalal not shaykh to achila, and therefore there's no mitzvah in the first place. So this korban pesach being brought on him is not a korban pesach. Hashenkin, this guy who starts, is be'etzem michsechos. He is actually has no problem of eating because basically he has all of the potential to get his azoya. So the only problem is that we've told him not to get the azoya. Fine. So tikkuni hodolom mitakein. What happened is that in reality he never did get the azoya, right? But he could have gotten that azoya. So that means that the korban gufa was kosher. And the only thing is that in the end he didn't eat. That's how to look at it. In which case, everything makes sense. Rebbe Eliezer is perfectly consistent. We cannot bring the korban pesach on an oral at all. So the mela that he needs to do, he needs to be mitakein. But we can bring a korban pesach on someone who has a theoretical capability of eating that korban tonight. So therefore he would. And he's considered to be chayav in it. Now the question of whether lamaisa does he have to go ahead and eat that korban pesach, but being doicha Shabbos right now in order to do the hazoya, to make himself lamaisa be able to eat? No. Because over there the Rebbe Eliezer is made that to be doicha Shabbos, certainly we're not going to be doicha diraisa in order to do something that's not ma'akev. And therefore, because it's a gzera that he may come to do an iser diraita, we also aser him to do the hazoya. It's quite complex what Rebbe Eliezer was arguing over here. Look how many steps down, each one built one on the other, we had to go through in order to finally penetrate what it was that Rebbe Eliezer is saying. And all of this lies between the lines of his discussion with Rebbe Akiva. It's astonishing. Now, the Mishnah says like this, closes with the klal of Rebbe Akiva. Klal amar Rebbe Akiva, that any melacha which is a tzorach pesach that could have been done before Shabbos is not doche Shabbos. But those things like shchita that cannot be done before for Shabbos are doche Shabbos. Now, Amr Rebbe Amarav, this is how we pass. Paskin to Rebbe Kiva, and not like Rebbe Yehuda. It's not Nami Gabi Mila. We have exactly the same discussion when it comes to being derech makshirei mitzvah of mila. There too, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that makshirei mitzvah is there. Klal omer Akiva, kol melacha shefshal asotah me'erev Shabbat. Anything such as making the knife for the mila, bringing the knife for the mila, those things could have been done before. They're not doche Shabbos at all. Ain't a doche Shabbat. Mila itself, v'ziyev shal asotah me'erev Shabbat, doche Shabbat. And remarkably, the two mitzvot aseh that are chayev koras is the marker of the two machlokot between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Zeh, but makshirei mitzvah docheh ta Shabbat. And here we see the relationship of Arelut to Pesach, which so much binds the two dinim. And there too we found that the mila itself, according to Rabbi Akiva, only the mila, which is Yev Shalah Sotok Erev Shabbat, that's docheh Shabbat. And there too, Rabbi Yeramarav Paskin, halacha Rabbi Akiva. Why do we need the same psak, the same discussion in two cases? The two cases, where we need both. Let's say the that we would have pasken halacha Rabbi Akiva by Pesach, right? Tiyashrin Gabi Pesach, which we just learned, I would say, okay, over there, the reason that makshirin mitzvah were able to be done before Shabbos or lo do for Shabbos, that's because the mitzvah Pesach, even though it's a chiyuv karei, but there's no shlosh esrei britot on the mitzvah Pesach. Mila, we find 13 different mentions of brit, which means that the Torah is very, very makbid, seeing in Mila the essence of the nature of, okay, maybe when it comes to Mila, which is so chasha, forget about the chiyuv of karet on the individual, but over here the Mila stands up as that which is supportive of the whole world. This is the essence of the brit. Maybe it should be docha, even makshir mitzvah, and Rebbe Eliezer is right in that case. We wouldn't have pasken like Rebbe Akiva. Therefore, comes along Rav to say that even when it comes to Mila, halacha is Rebbe Akiva. Okay, so then why not just pasken like him when it comes to Mila? Because Yashrin and Mila, that even over there we pasken like Rebbe Akiva, that ain't a docha Shabbos, I would say, maybe dafka by Mila. Hatamu the makshir mitzvah not docha Shabbos. Because over there, if you put off the Mila until tomorrow, there's no chiyuv of karet. Because the only chiyuv of karet is if the person in the end is involved. But there's no karet for missing the mitzvah of Mila today. And therefore, even though it's a mitzvah, asay shiyesh ba karet, there's no karet b'mitzias today on not doing the Mila, but on Pesach. Where if I don't bring the Pesach today, there's a chiyuv karet for today. So Pesach dika karet, over there, obviously, we should pasken like Rebbe Eliezer, and maybe even makshiri mitzvah should be doicha, and Rabbi Akiva would be wrong. Therefore, tzricha, we need Rav to tell us that both cases, whether we have the advantage of the shlosh esrei britot, which so much suggests that it's important for us to absolutely take care of this, nonetheless we don't, or whether we're talking about the Korban Pesach, where the chiyuv of karet on missing today's Korban Pesach is so suggestive that we should be doicha, the way Rabbi Eliezer says, any problems with makshiri mitzvah, nonetheless, in both cases, we pasken that the makshiri mitzvah that could have been done before are actually enam dovim. What follows is a recording of the same daf from the Daf Yomi of the 11th cycle, which was in 1991. Unfortunately, I seem to have had laryngitis, so you may not find it very enlightening.
If we see various makshiri mitzvah that follow the shmita, such as preparing the korbayim that they shouldn't rot, even though we've already done whatever was absolutely necessary for the korban, the government is there. This is not ma'akiv the korban anyway. So, kosher came, makshiri mitzvah that are absolutely required in order to bring the korban, such as cutting off a yabela, for sure should be done on Shabbos. Mali in dochu makshir mitzvah shalach shvita es Shabbos, sherei doch for shvita es Shabbos. Once we know that the shvita itself is dochu Shabbos, then that would be why we continue to do whatever it is necessary to do for the korban. Because once already we were docha the dira isa, rabbanim were not goza. Tom tomar. In the other case, when we need to do kapichas yabelas, should we therefore do something where shchit itself at this point would not be able to be done for the Shabbos? So why should we do that, which will enable that to happen? Davar acher. Besides, shema you must say zevar pasul in tzamech alelas haShabbos v'mafreya. What happens if it turns out to be pasul? And the whole thing will be done on toes. Well, if that's true, maybe we shouldn't shecht either. First, he said that, and he shlugged him up. He said, well, what's the difference between shechting on a chance that it's no good and chatikas yavelas on a chance that it's no good? And then he told him the first thing, the Mali Yim Dochu. In other words, what he was trying to say is, Be'etzem, right now, if it turns out that the carbon is no good, so then I won't even check. I won't even check. That means that there was no basis for being Dochu Shabbos, whatever. If I check, So then already Shabbos was nita lidochos. It turns out not to be good. It turns out not to be good. So Hashem again. Steiner's Rebbe Eliezer to him, but you can't apply the score of maybe anyway, because you see that we're certainly not going to be more machmir on the Rabbanim than we were on the Oraisa, as far as the maybe is concerned. So that's what's wrong. So then he said, okay. So then let's go directly to the point. The point is that I can't pull out the plug. Is that by Shmita, before Shmita, there was no right to be Dover Shabbos at all, even if the Korban would be all right, because right now it's not all right. Hashem can have the Shmita with the Korban has already been brought. There the Rabbanim were not those there. I'm sorry for this monotone, it's awfully boring. Hey, Heishi Rabbi Akiva Yomar Hazar Tafia. Tan Yomar Rabbi Eliezer. Akiva, you're a smart aleck Akiva. Beshkita Heshavtani, you're trying to make fun of me about Shkita. Beshkita Tehemi Sasa, you're going to die with a Shkita. Omar Lo Rebbe, how Tachbir any Beshas Adin? Now that I'm coming here to tell you this, you think I'm playing games with you? Don't deny what you taught me now that it comes to the pinch. Don't you understand? This is only my way of telling you that you yourself taught me this thing. That has a ashvusi. And therefore, I'm telling you, remember, I'm trying to show you. I know it's ridiculous. I'm trying to show you, why do I take for granted that Hazar is a given? Because you gave it to me. You told me Hazar is not doka. So based on that, I'm asking you to use your own sefer and tell me that Shkita will also not be doka. You see, you yourself already agreed to distinguish between the Meisim of the Rabbanim Mishkos Tim Asher and the Meisim that are Berdofa Midiraisim. Frekli Gemara, if he was the one who taught it to him, why did he change his mind? Omarula, Rabbi Eliezer, Ki Agmere, Haza'a, Tichruma Agmere, Tichruma Gufa Lodachishat. The only thing that Rabbi Eliezer had taught him was that we're not going to be Doka Shabbos to be Maza Tamimeis to eat Truma. And that's because Truma itself would also not be Doka Shabbos. And Mela, why should we be Doka Shabbos for Akivas Truma? Do it tomorrow. And the truth is that Rabbi Akiva Nami Ki Osei Hazor the Truma Osei Shi Mitzvah Imishum Shvus. When Rabbi Akiva was asking him, he asked him Gufa from Hazor the Truma, not from Hazor the Pesach. Rabbi Yoshua misunderstood Rabbi Akiva, and he thought, who is of our Hazor the Pesach commosively? And that is why he responded in this fashion, and he said, Alea Anidan. But Rabbi Akiva also knew that Rabbi Yoshua would never hold that Hazor the Chi of Koros the Pesach would not be Dover Shabbos. Masiv Rabba, that's impossible. Heishir, Rabbi Akiva v'yomar has tamei meis tochiyav shechal shvi'i shelo v'yos b'shabes v'be'erl ha'pesach shehi mitzvah v'hi mishum shvus v'einu dochas ha'shabas. In the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva says openly that he's referring to the hazor, the tamei meis on erev pesach, which is called b'shabes, and you claim that Rabbi Akiva was only asking him from hazor of truma. So obviously you're wrong from the Braisa. Halavadai Hazor the Pesach Agmere. In fact, Rabbi Akiva was asking him from Pesach. And he had been taught by Rabbi Eliezer Lefatchila about Pesach Hazor. In the Avod Agmere, by Tamak Ahorekle Rabbi Eliezer, why then was Rabbi Eliezer arguing if he was the one who said it? Rabbi Eliezer Gemara is Akerle. Rabbi Eliezer forgot his own Seder Hadvorim. He also Rabbi Akiva Lat Kure Gemara. All Rabbi Akiva, poor Rabbi Akiva, was trying to do was get Rabbi Eliezer to remember what he himself had taught Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Eliezer mistook his intentions for being chutzpah and blasted him. The name of Lebahadeh, so why doesn't he just tell him straight out, Rabbi, you taught me? Sova lav urach ara. He thought it wasn't Berach Eretz to say it that way. He thought that Rabbi Eliezer would pick up on what he was saying. Back to Gemara. Hazara by time of Lodach Shabbos. What bichlal is wrong with Hazara that's so terrible? Mirbe Kiltule the Yama. All that it is a question of Kiltul. You're just carrying something muksan. What are you doing? Tikhe Shabbos. Mishum Pesach. Pesach is so choshev. Why should we lemais if he goes there? Such a thing as the normal gezeira of Kiltul. Omar Rabba, it's a gezeira of Yeraisa. Gezeira Shem Yitleda Vayavirena Adamet Pishus Arabi. Because of that, same way we don't do Tehla Shofar, we don't do Mikra Megillah, we don't do Anakilas Lulav, that's why we don't do Hazal, the Rebellion, the but even so, why don't we, Niabre, why don't we carry it out of Pershus Arabi, even Mechatzila? Yom HaRebeliezer Machshir Mitzvah as a Shabbos. How could it be that Rebeliezer taught Rebbe Akiva that Hazor is not Docher Shabbos? If Rebeliezer himself holds that even Machshir Mitzvah Yeraisa or Docher Shabbos, such as bringing the sacking of Mila from outside from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, he holds is Mutter. So how could he possibly hold the Gzeir of Rabba if the Chatzila would be allowed to do it? Amma. Where do we say that Makshir and Mitzvah is Doka Shabbat? Only where the individual already has the Chiyuv. So that he himself is Shayach to the Mitzvah. And now it's a question of how to do the Mitzvah. Hamal Hocha, the Gavra Gufe Lo Chazi. Here the guy himself is not Shayach to the Mitzvah because he is coming. And therefore, lo rami chiyuvei alei, there's bechlal no chiyuv on him. So why should I do a chilul Shabbos to make him chayuv in a mitzvah? Better just to leave the situation as it is. What dam hazor or aduma? Tame.
What happened to the issue of the Mexican Mexican governor in Kim Hazar and all the children? Very serious question. Maybe she has someone else to read it, just so how that could be.
Over there, Amarova makes no sense to me what you are saying. Ibori Ulamalekam in Havrosa. If you think he's well, why are you giving him up for it? Ella, you have to admit that no child is really well when it comes to being cut up. And you need to strengthen him with water beforehand. Therefore, even a well child has a bit of a cola. And if you did not warm up water before Shabbos, you're not allowed to warm up water. Even according to Rabbi Yasser and Amarola. Hakol cholim heinetzomila, hefekotem lori, hefekotem chole, heim v'chamim v'chamim, v'havroso, v'chamilo v'shabbos, v'holo chazi. If he's not, since by definition, he's not roy without the water, you would not warm up the water for him. It's manabai. Arel shalom b'hol, anush koritz, v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' since he's not Rabbi, and this is not Ram Yali, he doesn't have his oath, but he's not shy after doing it. Therefore, we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, we're not hearing this. By the same token, if an RL didn't bring a Korban Pesach, he should be potter from Korban, because he wasn't Roy to bring the Korban Pesach. The fact that he could make himself Roy by doing Mila doesn't prove anything. Just like we said by Hazor, right now he's not Chayev, because he isn't Roy. And yet here we say that even though he's an Oro and not Roy, Rabbi Eliezer says, he does get Koretz. Alma, Rami, Chiyuvi, Alei. Therefore, he does clearly have a Chiyuv. Amar, Rabba, Kasava, Rabbi Eliezer, Ein, Shochtin, Bizarkin, Altame, Sheretz. Number one, someone who is Tame with a Tuma that will be over tonight, such as Altame Base on the seventh day, or Altame Sheretz on the first day. You cannot check for him now on the assumption that he will be okay at night. Now, since that is true, a tzibur in a similar case where the entire tzibur is in those circumstances, we would say, Yish nidche, ve'in tzibur nidachin. Therefore, the tzibur would be doche and bring Pesach betuma. Why? Should we not say to the tzibur, gentlemen, go to the mikveh? We should. Nonetheless, we say, the Torah has obviously clarified to us that since this is the very case in which an individual will bring Pesach Sheni, the tzibur will be doche tuma anyway. Now that implies, by the same token, that the individual who could make himself tohar is no more required to make himself tohar than the tzibur is. If the tzibur can be doche the tuma, he can wait until Pesach Sheni. That's why, says Rabbi Eliezer, I say that those things that the tzibur would be able to bring a Pesach Sheni, he is not considered to be mechuyev. But let us imagine that the tzibur are arim. Would we then say, bidol chatuma? The arim is obviously not. We would tell everybody, gentlemen, get your knives, and then bring your korban pesach. After you get yourselves nimolim. Therefore, the individual is also mechuyev to be nimol. It's a big difference between the two. So he's considered to be ram yechiyu ve'alev. The very fact that tzibur doesn't have to get up and be mitire themselves, it's a raya. And we don't say raya for you, we are like, by the individual. Exactly.
How do we know that tzibur would be rather?
Why don't we look at these ideas? Furthermore, I maintain that cold, shaking of yachi nikhe, and tzibur abdi vetula. Therefore, when it comes to Arelos, if all the Tzibur Arelim would say to them, get up and go be mal and bring your Korban Pesach today, Yochid Nami Aminalekum. The Yochid who does not mal, he would be five chorus. Masha'en came tuma. The Yikula Tzibura Tumeyim Ninu. Loma Ninu Nalayu. The tuna. Let us say the entire Tzibur were Tumey Mason, the Yom Shri Shalahem. We would not tell them go, all of you, and get Hazar. We would bring the carbon, the two mountains, if that's what they did. Therefore, Yakunami Paturun, we cannot consider it to be a chiyav on the Yakir to go and get Hazar, and therefore he would not have the chiyav on him, in which case it should not be Doka Shabbos. Amarle, Ravuna Breda Yoshua Rava, Hare, Pesach Shedi, Delete Bitsibur. What would you say then about Pesach Sheni itself? The Pesach Sheni itself obviously does not exist. Well, Bitsibur, that we should say it should be Doka, Tuma Bitsibur, because there's no such thing as a Pesach Sheni Bitsibur. And yet, there is a fear on the Yochid to make sure that he gets himself the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Amalei Shani Hata. Over there, the only reason that it is in the Yachid is because the Tzibur has already made the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon. But if, let us say, the Tzibur would not have made Pesach Rishon, for instance, Rov of the Tzibur were Zohim and Mitzrayim, then there would be no Pesach Sheni at all for anybody. Therefore, there is a complete dependency on the Yochid status on the Tzibur. If that's the case, then we are shechting a korban pesach for one who cannot eat it. Amarle, no. Shalom lo chlav only means the chole, the zokein, the lo kozi, who physically cannot eat. This individual could eat physically. It's only because of some outside factor that prohibits him from eating. That's not called shalolo bochlal. And therefore, there'd be no problem. The chapter in the Chatzilah, the Garfield Pesach for him. He didn't do Azah because he's religious. He won't eat his Garfield Pesach. One has nothing to do with the other. Rabbi Akiva, that whatever Makshiri Mitzvah could be done from before Shabbos is not Doka Shabbos. That's not Namigavi Milaki Agavna, Klaalam Rabbi Akiva, from the Doka Shalasa Samir of Shabbos, in a Doka Shabbos. Only Mila, Shehev Shalasa Samir of Shabbos, Doka Shabbos. And here too, Rabbi Akiva, now I know what you're wondering. You're wondering why he had to toss in both cases, since we're smart enough to know Rabbi Akiva, she did the same. Both in Mila and Korban Pesach. Just in case you're wondering, I'll tell you the answer. Ritzricha. Yash Minagabi Pesach. Had I only known Rabbi Yonamarat's Pesach, Rabbi Akiva by Pesach, I would say, Talmud, the Machire, Mitzvah, the Opus Shabbos, Mishan Mila, Nifutu, and Ash, like I said, Rito. When it comes to Korban Pesach, the reason that Rabbi Akiva holds the Machire, Mitzvah, the Mabidoka, is because we don't find the Torah making such a fuss over Pesach as it does with Mila to make 13 risos on it. Of a Mila, the Nikusu, and Ash, like I said, Rito, in Mabitri, maybe we should read over. If he would have told me that by Mila it's not Doka, I would have said, Hatam Hu, the Machir and Mitzvah Doka Shabbos, and like a Karek. The reason that Mila is not Doka Shabbos is because there's no key of Karek for not being Mal, the Ramashini, be Mal some other time, as long as the person is Mal sometimes in his life, there's no key of Karek. Avo Pesach, today's the day, Higa Karek, you bring it today, you're about to bring, don't bring it today, if I have Karek, it's the same. Mila, the face of maybe it should be. Okay? Therefore, Tifa. When you bring the chagiga with it, the Gemara is going to ask, "Wait, when? Whoever heard anything about chagiga? Why are you talking about a chagiga all of a sudden?" But anyway, when do you bring a chagiga with your korban pesach? Mizman shehu ba b'chol b'tara hu b'mu'ah. Only bring a chagiga when, first of all, it is not a Shabbos. In other words, 14th of Nisan comes out not on Shabbos, and you're not being dealt a tuna. And you don't really have enough korban pesach to go around. So you've got a lot of people that need to eat in a small korban. But the zman shuba shab, if however it's shab, or it's shuba, the meruba, there's plenty of meat, or it's shuba tuna, or we have to be doh, tuna, then you need to go chagiga. Then you don't bring a chagiga with the korban pesach. Chagiga, aitaba amin atzon, min habakar, min hakasim, min aizim, min azacharim, min akivot. The Korban Chagiga, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, is a normal Korban Shlamim, and is therefore brought not only from Son, but also from Bokar, both the Zohar and the Kingdom. V'nechelet, Shnei Yomi V'layla Echad, also as opposed to the Korban Pesach, which is only eaten. V'layla Echad, Chagiga is eaten as a normal Shlamim. Nai Tana, Tiktami Chagiga. What was it that triggered this Mishnah? Or was it that he had said that suddenly reminded the Tana to start speaking of the Chagiga? Well, in the last Mishnah Tana, Harkavato, Vavato, the Lodofi Shabbos, Kotanina Mechagiga, the Lodofi Shabbos. What he's trying to tell us is, I know what you may be thinking. You are thinking if it's a Shabbos and a Pesach, so then why am I telling you not to be Dofa with Havah? What about the Chagiga? And for he says, Timadai, Evinimo Chagiga, don't make a mistake. When do you bring a chagiga? Only this man should rub his hole, the Tara, who be Mulat. Rilashi, Shema, Migat, Migat, Avasa, Lav Kolahi. Obviously, there's no derisa for you to bring chagiga to Avasa. If so, I bet you're wondering something else. Why the heck do we bring it? I'll tell you. But first, Yisaka Veda Chovahi, Tezi Vishabbos, Vitezi Vimaruba, Vitezi Vituna, because otherwise we should eat over Shabbos or Tuma, and what's the difference how much meat we have? So then, the Muat, Mihu, my time Atya, why then do we bring it? Titania, Chagiga, Abba'a, Ima Pesa, Nechela Tefila, we start by eating the Chagiga, Kidei Shehe Pesa, Nechal Palasala, because we want Pesa to be eaten at the time that it actually fills him up, not he's starving. He's had a meal, now he finishes his meal, and has the pleasure of eating, a satisfying eating, at the end of the meal.
Yes.